Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Right now you're seeing in media and you're seeing all across really the country a narrative, a false lie shared by the enemy, the Lucifer.
So a false lie would be a double negative, so that would actually be a truth. So it'd either be a lie or it'd be false.
It's a lie.
Okay,
a
lie. Okay,
it's a lie.
Sure. I thought I was just making sure.
All right.
That was the Chris coming out of me.
Hey, I need all the grammar help.
Up.
Hey, all the,
going up.
All the grammar guys.
Going
on. Yeah, bring, right. Bring them on.
A not.
Yeah, a not. Or irrelevant, right?
That's, yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So that they're saying that God is dead.
You know, right.
God, where is God? God is dead. And I think one of the questions that someone asked during a tragedy, where is your God? And you're seeing a lot of this being taken place on college campuses all across the country,
mm-hmm.
where you have atheist professors that are challenging Christians. You send your child to college, you spend a lot of money sending them there, only for them to face all of these attacks, you know, about their faith and about the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a movie that's coming out in the spring of 2014. It's done by a company called PureFlix. They're a Christian film production company. They're actually headquartered in Scottsdale, Arizona, and they're actually producing something right now called Jerusalem Countdown. But they're preparing this movie to be released 2014. We have a trailer.
What's the title of it?
It's called God's Not Dead.
God's Not Dead.
And I want you to listen to this trailer. We're going to come back and talk about it. But we have the trailer and you can see this thing playing out. But it's pretty powerful.
Your whole life. And here you are. Explain that to me.
What do you say to people that are offended by your show? Because you pray to Jesus in every episode.
If we disown him, he'll disown us.
When a 12-year-old watches his mother dying of cancer, a God who would allow that is not worth believing in. Life is really a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury and signifying nothing.
Name? Wheaton. Josh Wheaton. Philosophy of 150. You might want to think about a different instructor.
Come on, man. It can't be that bad.
Think Roman Colosseum. People cheering for your death.
I am Professor Radisson. This is Philosophy 150. I would like to bypass senseless debate altogether and jump to the conclusion, which every sophomore is already aware of, there is no God. All that I require from each of you is that you fill in the papers I've just given you with three little words. God is dead. Mr. Wheaton, is something wrong?
I can't do what you want. I'm a Christian.
If you cannot bring yourself to admit that God is dead, then you will need to defend the antithesis.
Think of Jesus as my friend.
You think Jesus is God?
I don't want to disappoint him.
So your acceptance of this challenge may be the only meaningful exposure to God and Jesus they'll ever have.
To me, he's not dead. I don't want anyone to get talked out of believing in him just because his professor thinks they should.
Mr. Wheaton, are you ready?
We're going to put God on trial.
If you think you're smarter than me, do not try to humiliate me in front of my students. In that classroom, there is a God. I'm him.
This experiment is over. You get to decide who the most important person in your life is. Me, Professor Radisson.
But I have to do this thing. Like it's something that God wants me to do. I can't just turn away from it.
You just want to ensnare them in your primitive superstition.
What I want is for them to make their own choice. That's what God wants.
You have no idea how much I'm going to enjoy failing you.
Yeah, but who are you really looking to fail? Me or God?
God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion.
Science supports his existence, you know the truth. So why do you hate him? It's a very simple question. Why do you hate God?
God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside.
Wow, what an amazing, amazing, amazing movie.
Duck Dynasty.
They asked him, you know, why do you always have to pray at the end of the program? And he said, this is Willie, the CEO. He says, if we deny Jesus, he'll deny us.
That's right. That was powerful. Okay, when is this going to be out?
It's coming out this spring, 2014.
Wow.
And this is a real life. I mean, this is not a real life.
This is what's happening on the college campus.
Listen,
they're teaching these Zelensky-type tactics, and
I have an article right here from Fox News where it says that a Florida Atlantic University student said he was punished after he refused a professor's directive to stomp on a piece of paper with the word Jesus written on it.
Mm. They asked him to write it on a piece of paper and then put it on the floor and stomp
and
on it.
Stomp on it, and the university defended the assignment as a lesson in debating. Let me tell you something. This is happening every single day.
What you do is you write the professor's name on it.
There you go.
There you go. I have no problem stomping on your name.
Right. Exactly. Matthew 16:13 says this. When Jesus came to the region of Philippi, I had a problem there. He asked his disciples, "Who do you say the Son of Man is?" And they replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the other prophets." But this is what Jesus says. Listen to this. He says, "But what about you?" And that's the thing, everyone has to come to that.
You answer alone, brother.
Who is the Son of Man
to you? No witnesses, no suspects.
Who is it to you?
That's right.
But who do you say? But what about you, he asks. Who do you say I am? And this is what Peter says. It says, Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Let me tell you today that we serve a God that is surely alive.
Yeah.
And if you accept him into your heart, he could live inside of you today.
Right.
And he desires to have an amazing, wonderful relationship with you. All you have to do is cry out to him and acknowledge the fact that you're away from him. If you don't know him today and you're being drawn to him, say, "I want to make Jesus Christ the Lord of my life." Mm. And let me tell you, he wants an awesome relationship with you where you can actually hear his voice and walk with him.
You have to know him.
You've got to know him. Mm. Listen,
and you can meet him through, you can meet Jesus by going to meetmyfather.
Yep.
.org.
.org. We wrote a couple of our stories, and you can actually read some of what we've shared of our own experiences, how we met him. But you can do it, and he would change your life forever.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on the Emerald Coast, WHB audience, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.